Sierra Leone's government is hailing its three-day nationwide Ebola lockdown as a success, but the international aid agency, ActionAid, said there is still more work to be done to further contain the virus. Over the past weekend, the lockdown allowed teams to go door-to-door to locate hidden Ebola patients and to educate others about how to avoid the disease. Sierra Leone's health ministry confirmed it was able to reach more than 75% of its intended target of 1.5 million households across the country. Mohamed Silla, ActionAid's country director, says the lockdown also identified new hotspots of the Ebola virus that need immediate attention. He speaks now with VOA's Kim Lewis, host of Africa News Tonight.
What has really emerged from this lockdown period is that we are now discovering new epicenters different from the original epicenters. Because within this period, we saw increases in Freetown area and in the north, and decreases in Kenema and Kailaun in terms of infection rates. So this is bringing out a new trend analysis for governments on where they need to focus their new efforts.
Are there enough people who are able to handle the situation now?
Well, in terms of international response, I would say yes, it has been coming up. We now have an additional treatment center run by the International Committee for Red Cross in Kenema, and the Chinese are also here. They are trying to set up another treatment center in the outskirts of Freetown. Then the British also came in yesterday, an advanced medical team from the British Army, also on the ground. So generally, we feel a sense of relief that we are getting some international response now to help us contain the situation.
Is your organization, ActionAid, continuing with your door-to-door campaign, and how is that going?
As an organization, definitely we are going to continue with it. Because one thing that came out of the lockdown is that we still need to do more sensitization. Because we had scenarios of people keeping dead bodies in their houses. We have discovered cases where people die now in villages and nobody cries because they don't want people to identify that someone has died who likely has Ebola in such a house. So it means we still need to educate people. There was also refusal of accepting the soap that was distributed as a symbolic gesture to encourage people to wash their hands with soap and water. In some communities, it was rejected. They said it will help to transfer Ebola, so they did not accept the soap. So it just showed ActionAid and other organizations that we need to further emphasize our work around door-to-door sensitization to educate people around some of those misconceptions.
How is the situation there compared to the situation in Guinea and Liberia?
In Sierra Leone, I would say the situation has also not been good because we still continue to see increases. Within the last 4 days, we even have about 160 new cases between the 18th to the 22nd September. So that's a very big concern, and the number of deaths is still increasing. And it just shows there is still more that needs to be done before we can bring the situation under control. And the major risk factor currently is that you have the new epicenters of Potloko, Bombali, Tonkolili. They are very close to the capital city, Freetown. So that is a very big threat. And the city itself has, I think, 1.5 million population. It's a big threat and a big sign of worry for all of us.
Earlier, you mentioned that you all are receiving international assistance with the additional treatment centers and isolation centers. Do you feel this is enough for now, or are you in need of additional centers?
We have got additional 2 treatment centers and increase in holding centers across the country. And in terms of medical support, again, over the period, again, UNICEF, as part of some global funding, I understand, also brought in a lot of medicines that are related to the Ebola response. So that's why for us, unfortunately, we have not even ventured into medicine. We have done the door-to-door, and before the lockdown, we also took upon ourselves to distribute food items to 9 districts so that they can help to support people who have been quarantined at home, and also a food bank during the lockdown for new cases that might emerge. We also supported some hospitals with some cleaning materials just to make the hospitals safer for people to continue to access.
Overall, what would you say is the mood of the health workers there? Would you say they feel as though they're gaining on this Ebola outbreak, or is there still that sense of panic?
There is a panic situation, I would say. We feel relieved that we were able to, say, in 3 days, bring out 130 new confirmed cases. Some of them actually came out voluntarily. The scary part of it is that we were able to discover more than 90 dead bodies in homes of people. That is also scary. But for the fact that if we had not taken that decision, say the lockdown, we will not discover those bodies and they will continue to infect more people. So that's a sign of relief. But the challenge is everybody is still aware that there is still some level of denial, there is still some level of fear that we need to work around to put the situation under control.
That was Mohammed Silla, country director for ActionAid. He spoke with VOA's Kim Lewis from Freetown, Sierra Leone.